stumped you the most so far?
Nothing we know them all.
How is your team doing so far in the contest?
Average.
If your team was a food, what food would you be?
Hot wings.
What kind of food have you been eating this weekend?
Hot wings.
What is the best pickup line for Trivia Weekend?
I touch myself.
What do you guys do to a team member if they fall asleep? How do you keep team morale up once things start to drag?
Drink more beer.
Ballpark, what is the amount of food your team has eaten so far this weekend in pounds?
35.
Who is your favorite 90 FM DJ?
The Great and Powerful Hot.
Have you ever heard of DJ Albino?
No.
Do you listen to 90 FM outside of the contest?
I'll say yes.
If you found a capsule from outer space in your cornfield, would you raise whatever is inside it as your own?
Sure.
All right. What if it was Tanya Harding inside?
Keep away from the tire iron.
What do you think is Oz's kryptonite?
Little girl.
Can you answer questions faster than a speeding bullet?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to receive in the mail?
Adam and Eve catalog.
What is the best pickup line you've heard in the bar?
I touch myself.
What's your favorite letter of the alphabet and why?
Z, ready.
Would you rather bring in the noise or bring in the funk?
Bring in the funk.
Would you rather have a lake named after you or have a popular children's multivitamin shaped in your image?
A lake.
Do you rather eat 14 full sticks of butter or the contents of Michael Jackson's face?
The butter.
All right, thank you for playing. For 90 FM, this is John Hoffman.
Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
The point value.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM. WWSP. Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. Proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery. Since
3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 20 points. Question 8 is worth 20 points.
Give them again.
All right. Once more, the point values for questions in hour 46 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 35 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 20 points. Correction. Question 7 is worth 20 points. And question 8 is worth 20 points. The top 5 team standings as of our 46th question 8 are: in 5th place with 7,670 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 7,835 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 8,310 points is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 9,050 points is Tin Man. And in 1st place with 9,225 points is Return of Sloopy X Tied with Network. The team winning this hour's Grocery Bag Giveaway is Trivia 38 HQ Toma Branch Office LLC. The Grocery Bag Giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's Grocery Bag Giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bag Giveaway is Trivia 38 HQ Toma Branch Office LLC. And now for question 1 of hour 48. Ivy Smith was Miss Turnstiles for the month of June. When Gaby meets her for the first time, it is on a subway platform. Behind them is a poster advertising a brand of ketchup and chili sauce. What is that brand of ketchup and chili sauce? Once again, question 1 of hour 48 of Trivia 38. Ivy Smith was Miss Turnstiles for the month of June. When Gaby meets her for the first time, it is on the subway platform. Behind them is a poster advertising a brand of ketchup and chili sauce. What is that brand of ketchup and chili sauce? Good luck from 90FM.
Thank you.
In the middle of question 1, hour 48, trivia 38. Ivy Smith was Miss Turnstiles for the month of June. When Gaby meets her for the first time, it is on a subway platform. Behind them is a poster advertising a brand of ketchup and chili sauce. What is that brand of ketchup and chili sauce? Good luck, trivia contestants. Phones down in the back. We're closing out question 1, hour 48. Ivy Smith was Miss Turnstiles for the month of June. When Gaby meets her for the first time, it is on a subway platform. Behind them is a poster advertising a brand of ketchup and chili sauce. What is that brand of ketchup and chili sauce? The answer, Purple Valley. Once again, answer to question 1, hour 48, Purple Valley. Moving right along, question 2, hour 48. The Tudors are the controllers for monster sighting. What is the name of their talking cat? Once again, question 2, hour 48. The Tudors are the controllers for monster sighting. What is the name of their talking cat?
Thank you.
We are in the middle of question 2, hour 48. The Tudors are the controllers for Monster Sighting. What is the name of their talking cats? Best of luck, trivia contestants, as you compete in Trivia 38, Trivia Returns. Down in the back, phones down in the back, closing out question 2, hour 48. The Tudors are the controllers for Monster Sighting. What is the name of their talking cat? The answer, Jeremy. Once again, answer to question 2, hour 48, Jeremy. It's now time for Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 11. Please listen carefully. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 11. From where you are now, go past the Home Improvement Company and the windmill. Now turn left. Go past the angel, the type of screwdriver, and the wagon wheels. Now turn right. Go past the bear, the stop sign, and the antler collection. Turn right at the stop sign. Go past the large blue star and the moose. Now turn left. Go past the whale, the jockey, and the pump. Continue past the cardinal and turn right. Go past the monarchs and the tractor. Now turn left. That is a nice purple accent to that house. Turn left and pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 11. From where you are now, go past the Home Improvement Company and the windmill. Now turn left. Go past the angel, the type of screwdriver, and the wagon wheels. Now turn right. Go past the bear, the stop sign, and the antler collection. Turn right at the stop sign. Go past the large blue star and the moose. Now turn left. Go past the whale, the jockey, and the pump. Continue past the cardinal and turn right. Go past the monarchs and the tractor. Now turn left. That is a nice purple accent to that house. Turn left and pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team's players' part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal, experience the difference. 2824 Post Road in Stevens Point, phone number 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated, removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, phone number 344-3703. And Hoffman's Hobbies, your sports authorities. Located at 3001 Michigan Avenue, phone number 341-3867. Let's keep moving here. Question 3, hour 48. What is the name of the product that is promoted in television commercials that it is too yummy for the catwalk? Once again, question 3, hour 48. What is the name of the product which is promoted in television commercials that is too yummy for the catwalk? Good luck, trivia contestants.
Big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you knew that I think that maybe I'll just lay me down by 400 years. About that brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't throw your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down by 400 years.
We're in the middle of question 3, hour 48, trivia 38. What is the name of the product which is promoted in television commercials that it is too yummy for the catwalk? You're listening to Trivia 38 on 90FM.
Thank you. guitar melody. From the fire of her face in all the world, how she enchanted me.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back, closing out question 3, hour 48. What is the name of the product which is promoted in television commercials that it is too yummy for the cat block? The answer, Pop-Tarts. Once again, answer to question 3, hour 48, Pop-Tarts. Moving right along, question 4, hour 48. The crew of the United States Coast Guard icebreaker Glacier named a tiny island in the Bellingshausen Sea in honor of an animated cartoon character. What is the name of this character? Once again, question 4, hour 48. The crew of the United States Coast Guard icebreaker Glacier named a tiny island in the Bellingshausen Sea in honor of an animated character, cartoon character. What is the name of this character? Thank you. in the middle of question 4, hour 48, the crew of the United States Coast Guard icebreaker Glacier named a tiny island in the Bellingshausen Sea in honor of an animated cartoon character. What is the name of this cartoon character? Good luck, trivia contestants. Down in the back, phones down in the back, closing out question number 4, hour 48. The crew of the United States Coast Guard icebreaker Glacier named a tiny island in the Bellingshausen Sea in honor of an animated cartoon character. What is the name of this character? The answer, Huckleberry Hound. Once again, answer to question 4, hour 48, Huckleberry Hound.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. And St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
Moving into question 5, hour 48, trivia 38. Big screen character Frank Niles was a main suspect in a murder case. He did, however, have an alibi. He claimed that he was at a particular club. What is the name of that club? Once again, question 5, hour 48. Big screen character Frank Niles was a main suspect in a murder case. He did, however, have an alibi. He claimed that he was at a particular club. What is the name of that club? Good luck, trivia contestants.
I try, but I can't say goodbye. So bad, baby, oh, it hurts me when I think of how you love and desert me. I'm the broken hearted toy you play with. Something strange.
I try, but I can't say goodbye. Know that it's wrong, and I should be so strong. But the thought of you gone makes me want to hold on.
We are in the middle of Question 5, Hour 48. Big screen character Frank Niles was a main suspect in a murder case. He did, however, have an alibi. He claimed that he was at a particular club. What is the name of that club? Good luck, trivia players. Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Closing out question 5, hour 48. Big screen character Frank Niles was a main suspect in a murder case. He did, however, have an alibi. He claimed that he was at a particular club. What is the name of that club? The answer, Trinidad Club. Once again, answer question 5, hour 48, Trinidad Club. Moving to question 6, hour 48. This eccentric band leader stood while playing the piano. He insisted that radio announcers introduce him to listening audiences by drawing out his first name in a manner supposedly achieved by an announcer one night when he was fighting the urge to sneeze. What is the first and last name of this band leader? Once again, question 6, hour 48. This eccentric band leader stood while playing the piano. He insisted that radio announcers introduce him to listening audiences by drawing out his first name in a manner supposedly achieved by an announcer one night when he was fighting the urge to sneeze. What is the first and last name of this band leader?
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I do, Mary Lou. We never part, so hello. Me by one sunny day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and ooh, I wanted you forevermore. Now I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before, I said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou. We never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. While horses couldn't make me stay away, I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say. Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou. We never part, so hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Yes, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
We're in the middle of question six, hour 48. This eccentric band leader stood while playing the piano. He insisted that radio announcers introduce him to listening audiences by drawing out his first name in a manner supposedly achieved by an announcer one night when he was fighting the urge to sneeze. What is the first and last name of this band leader?
Thank you.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That's the end of question 6, hour 48. This eccentric band leader stood while playing the piano. He insisted that radio announcers introduce him to listening audiences by drawing out his first name in a manner supposedly achieved by an announcer one night when he was fighting the urge to sneeze. What is the first and last name of this band leader? The answer, Joe Reichman. Once again, answer to question 6, hour 48, Joe Reichman. Moving along, question 7, hour 48, trivia 38. This athlete was named the 2007 NCAA Men's Indoor Track Athlete of the Year. What is the first and last name of this athlete? Once again, question 7, hour 48. This athlete was named the 2007 NCAA Men's Indoor Track Athlete of the Year. What is the first and last name of this athlete?
Her name is Short Fat Fanny. One day while I was visiting at Heartbreak Hotel, that's where I met Fanny, and she sure looked well. I told her that I loved her, I never leave. She put her arm around me, gave me fever. She's my tootie booty, I love the child so. She wants me like a hound dog everywhere I go. Whenever I'm around, I'm on my P's and Q's. She might step on my blue suede shoes. While at a honky tonk party just the other night, Fanny got jealous and she started a fight. Because I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Danny to the rescue. Saw Fat Fanny, she's my heart's desire. Saw Fat Fanny, set my soul on fire. On Monday we were married on Blueberry Hill. Now we so happy and I love her still. She's my big fat tootie booty, and I love the child so. She watches me like a hound dog everywhere I go. Whenever I'm around, I'm on my P's and Q's. She might step on my blue suede shoes. Well, at a honky tonk party just the other night, Fanny got jealous and she started a fight. Cause I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Dandy to the rescue. So Fat Fanny is my heart's desire. Got the kind of love that sets my soul on fire. So Fat Fanny, well, I love her so. I'll never let So Fat Fanny go.
We are in the middle of question 7, hour 48. This athlete was named the 2007 NCAA Men's Indoor Track Athlete of the Year. What is the first and last name of this athlete?
Thank you.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 7, hour 48. This athlete was named to the 2007 NCAA Men's Indoor Track Athlete of the Year. What is the first and last name of this athlete? The answer, Chris Solinsky. Once again, answer to question 7, hour 48, Chris Solinsky. Moving right on to question 8, hour 48. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to the picture number 15. It's only a dollar, but those little beauties are so much fun. What is the name of the product pictured in picture number 15 in the new Trivia Times? Once again, question 8, hour 48. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 15. It's only a dollar, but those little beauties are so much fun. What is the name of the product pictured in picture number 15 in the new Trivia Times? Good luck, trivia contestants.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every road is covered with dew. And while the world is waiting for the sunrise, my heart is calling.
In the middle of question 8, hour 48. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 15. It's only a dollar, but those little beauties are so much fun. What is the name of the product pictured in picture number 15 in the new Trivia Times? Good luck, trivia players.
Now that I love a girl and a ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa, oh, oh, Ruby, Ruby, how I want you. Like a ghost, I'm gonna haunt you. Ruby, 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 will you be mine? Sometime, each time I see you, baby, my heart cries. It does, Ruby. I tell ya, I'm gonna steal you away from all those guys. I didn't want to, whoa, from the happy day I met you now. I made a bet that I was going to get you now. Ruby, 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 will you be mine? Hear me talk in time now. Believe me now.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Closing out question number 8, hour 48. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 15. It's only a dollar, but those little beauties are so much fun. What is the name of the product pictured in picture number 15 in the new Trivia Times? The answer, sea monkeys. Once again, answer to question 8, hour 48, sea monkeys.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good afternoon for 90FM News. I'm Alicia. Forget anatomy-shaped paraphernalia or a night on the town in a rented bus for your next bachelor or bachelorette party. Make like pizza delivery during trivia weekend and do it British style in Estonia. That's right. Places like Estonia, Slovakia, and Lithuania have become favorites for British stag parties. Airline tickets are dirt cheap, and travel agencies offer complete stag party packages with everything from bar crawls to strip club visits. The Wall Street Journal reports one bachelor party even featured a trip to the shooting range, where partiers got to blast away with AK-47 assault rifles, something we Americans can only experience in Nevada. But how are the local officials coping with the influx of fish and chip embalming tourists? Never fear, England's finest bobbies are on the case, helping the natives with advice on how to handle what they call the British drinking culture. But in the meantime, what happens in Slovakia stays in Slovakia. I'll have your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
This afternoon, partly cloudy. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely during the evening, then occasional showers and thunderstorms after midnight with lows in the upper 40s. Currently, it's 77 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 47 and question one for hour 49 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hi, this is John Hoffman with 90FM. I was wondering if you would be interested in doing a team focus?
Sure, we will.
What's your team name?
Fuzzy Logic. Close enough, eh?
How'd you get that name?
Every year we're Fuzzy Logic because we're never wrong completely.
Do you have a mascot?
Gray Heroin. He's co-captain and also mascot.
How long has your team been playing?
40 hours.
What gets you pumped to do trivia?
Be a peanut.
What are some interesting facts about your team?
Part of our yard and trivia stone clues twice.
How many players are on your team?
We've got 28 players.
What question has stumped you the most so far?
There's too many.
How is your team doing so far in the contest?
We're somewhere above 60.
If your team was a food, what kind of food would you be?
If I was a food, I'd be a peanut, full of protein and a little salty.
What is the dumbest answer you've given so far in the contest?
Probably that one right there.
What is the best pickup line used for trivia weekend?
Full of protein and a little salty.
Do you guys do anything to team members if they happen to fall asleep?
We photograph them and send out copies.
How do you keep up team morale when things start to drag?
Put their feet in cold water.
Ballpark, how much food do you think your team has eaten so far this weekend in pounds?
37.5 pounds.
Who's your favorite 90FM DJ?
It's that one that's full of protein and a little salty.
Do you listen to 90FM outside of the contest?
Oh yeah, I listen all year. Great station.
If you found a capsule from outer space in your cornfield, would you raise whatever was inside it as your own?
Yeah, I've already done that twice.
What do you think is Oz's kryptonite?
Got to be those shoes, man.
What is your favorite thing to receive in the mail?
Well, it's full of protein and a little salt.
What is the best pickup line at a bar?
We're too old.
What's your favorite letter of the alphabet and why?
Z, because there are no more.
Would you rather melon ball your left eye out or drive two spikes into your kneecaps with a sledgehammer?
Two spikes into the kneecap.
Thank you very much, and thanks for playing trivia. For 90FM, this has been John Hoffman.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career.